Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Driven by David, the podcast where we talk about leadership, positivity, motivation, and the power of living with purpose. As always, I'm David, and I'm so glad that you're here today, wherever and however you're listening to me today. Let me ask you something. Have you ever found yourself waking up in the morning feeling like you're just going through the motions? You want something more, but you're not exactly sure what it is or how to get there. Have you ever had a dream of wanting that new car or better job? Have you ever said to yourself, I'm going to learn a new skill or a new language, but continue to push it off? This is the Driven by Data podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening today. Everyone, to another episode of the Driven by Dude podcast. Hard to believe this is episode number 4 already. Now, I'd like to start off by apologizing for it being a long time before we had this episode. I know there are no excuses, but I'm fully committed to providing my many words of wisdom for all of you. Today, we're talking about goal setting, not just setting goals for the sake of it, but creating goals that actually inspire you, push you, and ultimately transform you. This is not meant to scare you or get you thinking that you need to start preparing for 10, 15, 20 years from now. Simple goal setting can help you right here and right now. As a classroom teacher, I do this activity at the start of every school year, in the middle of the school year, and at the end of the school year. Like any good teacher, prior to the activity, there must be instructions so that students can begin to think about how the activity that they will be participating in is useful. The overall premise of the lesson is to teach students about goal writing, which is built into a series of Life Skill Fridays that I engage my students in, where I try and teach them a new important skill to help them in their futures. In the goal writing lesson, students are introduced to the concept of SMART goal setting. Now, SMART goals are just one of the many tools that can be used to set and create goals. Each aspect of the SMART goal acronym stands for an important component of goal setting. S is for specific. What is it that you want to accomplish? I will use myself as an example in this demonstration of what SMART goals are. So in case of a goal that I have, which is to get better at golf, the S, which is specific, my goal would be that I want to get better at playing golf. Next, M is for measurable. How are you going to track your goal by making sure you can achieve it? In my goal, I will practice my golf swing every weekend, whether it be using my training golf club or by going to the driving range. A is for attainable. Your goal, in essence, should be realistic. Is it doable? Is this something that you can accomplish? For my goal, it is attainable because if I practice often, then I will get better at golf. Next, R is for relevant. In the simplest way possible, why do you want to set this goal for yourself? Is it a lifestyle change? Is it a career change? Only you can answer that question. For my goal related to golf, it is relevant because a lot of my friends play golf, so by getting better at golf, I can play with my friends. And lastly, the T, which is for time bound. When you want to accomplish this goal, it could be short term, such as a week or a month, or it can be long term, such as a full year or maybe even 3 years. For my goal, I wanted to accomplish this goal by the summertime. For the purpose of this discussion, I will admit that I've not fully met this goal. However, I'm continuing to practice by using my training club or by going to the driving range. Now back to the fun part, where I talked about how I incorporate goal writing into my classroom as a middle school teacher. In the activity, I have my students write goals that they would like to set for the school year as a whole, whether it be academically or personally. It's very important that this is done in the beginning of the school year. At the midway point of the school year, I have students think about what they have learned thus far and answer what they enjoyed so far, as well as what they're looking forward to for the rest of the school year. This also gives students an opportunity to write goals that they have for the rest of the school year. For example, maybe they didn't do as well in the beginning of the year, and the next half of the school year, they want to try and do better. And lastly, at the end of the school year, I have my students reflect on the goals that they wrote in the beginning of the year and think about what they did well, also areas that they could improve in. It is truly rewarding to see the different goals that they set for themselves especially as it relates to getting good grades and how it can help them long term when it comes to thinking about post-graduation. I like to think of goals as your personal roadmap. They guide you toward the life that you truly want, instead of the life you just happen to end up with. But here's the thing. Most people either don't set goals at all, or they set vague ones, sort of like New Year's resolutions. I want to be healthier. I want to be more successful. Does that sound familiar? If you don't define your goals clearly, it's like setting out on a road trip with no destination. You'll end up somewhere for sure, but is it where you want it to go? And so, how do we set goals that truly matter? First up, think about the vision. What do you want your life to look like in 1 year, in 5 years, in 10 years? Close your eyes for a second. Picture it. Where are you living? Who are you surrounded by? What are you working on? How do you feel when you wake up? That is your vision. Without it, goals become chores. With it, goals become stepping stones toward a bigger purpose. Next, values. Your goals need to align with who you are at your core. If you value freedom, then setting a goal that traps you in a routine you hate won't work. If you value family, your goals should support time with loved ones, not take you away from them. When your goals reflect your values, you'll find that motivation isn't forced. It flows naturally. And finally, sweet victory. Break your big goals into small wins. We all love the idea of that big finish line moment, but it's the small victories along the way that keep us moving. If your goal is to run a marathon, your first victory might be running a mile without stopping. Then it's 5 miles, then it's signing up for that race. Celebrate each step. Progress is power. You don't get better overnight. You don't get better in a week. As the old saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day. The best sports teams don't get better after one game. They get better as the season goes on. The most successful CEOs don't get 100 new clients in a single day. Now, here's something important. You might fall off track. For example, if your goal was to get stronger and you forget to go to the gym one day, it's okay. You deserve a day to take it easy. But that's where goal setting comes in. It gives you direction, clarity, and energy. I want you to remember, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be consistent. So today, I want to challenge you. Take a piece of paper or your phone and write down one goal that lights you up. Just one. Put it on a bulletin board or tape to your fridge. Leave it on your nightstand, somewhere visible. Then ask yourself, does this match my vision? Does it align with my values? What's my first small victory step? If you do that today, you're already miles ahead of most people. Now, yes, it is great to have goals physically written down, but go back to what I mentioned earlier in the vision component. I once read that Beyonce kept a photograph of an Academy Award next to her treadmill, for that picture serves as motivation for what she wants to accomplish. For you, maybe you're setting a goal for your family, and so you have a picture of them next to you every day to remind yourself of why you're setting that specific goal. Author and motivational speaker Tony Robbins once said, "Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible." And let me say to those who may be in between careers, who may be undeclared and choosing a major in college, those who feel uncertain about themselves or their futures, and to anyone and everyone listening to me today, you are amazing. You are capable of greatness. You'll accomplish more than you know. You don't need to have it all figured out right here and right now. And remember, your story can be helpful for someone else. You got this. I believe in you. All right, my friends, this is all for today's episode of Driven by David. Remember, your goals aren't just tasks. They're the bridge between that person that you are now and the leader that you're meant to become. If you enjoyed this episode, as well as the other three episodes, share it with a friend who needs a push today. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, like, share, and favorite, so you don't miss more doses of motivation, encouragement, or ways to become a leader in your everyday life. Until next time, keep dreaming big, stay positive, and as always, stay driven. This is the Driven by Day podcast, and I'm David.